B-Pod Studios.
Good Thursday morning to you.
Thirsty? Why so thirsty?
Thirsty, brother.
Good Thursday morning.
So thirsty.
You're so thirsty right now.
God, I'm so thirsty.
Thirsty Thursday.
Today on Thirsty Thursday.
You're a thirsty bitch.
If we had an HR department, you would be in trouble right now.
I know. Hot, thirsty.
Let's get the show on the road.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome. It's Thursday morning. The temperature in Boston is 37 degrees and a fine day despite the clouds. Going to be in the 50s today, so
yeah,
that's good.
It's a great
day. Really good. Okay,
I'm gonna go.
Okay, yeah, this is a good day. Today's Albert Einstein Day, anniversary of his birth.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's a big day for math nerds too.
Yes. Yeah, it is. It was, matter of fact, it's Pi Day.
Today we're celebrating my favorite number, 3.14159265355.
Well, that's pie.
Blueberry, blackberry.
Blackberry, boysenberry.
Boysenberry, huckleberry.
Huckleberry, raspberry.
Raspberry, strawberry.
Strawberry, cranberry.
American pie.
Honey pie.
Pie.
March 14th, happy pie day.
Pie day. Happy pie day, everybody. Shout out to Tony V, lover
that's
of
right,
pie.
Lover of pies.
Let me see. Bob Ryan's coming up this morning, 7:25. What are the Patriots going to do? Now we got that for you. How the Bruins doing, all that kind of stuff. How spring training. We're just days away from opening day for baseball.
Red Sox stink.
I know. They're having a tough time.
Lost yeah, seven straight.
That's kind of a sweeping statement from Mr. Hank this morning here. Yeah. And we got Dirty Laundry coming up. This is
what pop star can't get married unless her daddy says so? I think this is kind of crazy.
Coming
although
up this morning.
Probably good, if you think about it.
Probably right. Okay. And we got the college entrance exam scandal.
Oh, that continues on.
More interesting all the time.
It really does.
We have that coming up for you this morning. And I think that pretty much sums things up. So we can go home now.
All right, great. Let's
okay,
go.
Oh, yeah. Win a grand in 60 seconds is coming up in just about 10 minutes.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Cameras are pretty much every place.
Yeah, in the age of cameras and CCTV, as they call it in Britain,
yeah, right.
I've been watching a lot of Broadchurch. Finders keepers is no longer a thing. That's just, it's done, everybody, because if you find something and you keep it, the cops are going to come to your house and be like, give that back.
Oh, this?
This whole thing. So this happened a couple of weeks ago. Kimberly Reggianini, good last name. She was driving with her husband, her new husband, and they stopped at a rest stop in Connecticut. And when she got out, she dropped her rings because, inexplicably, her rings were on her lap. She had taken her rings off when she was driving. And then, but whatever. And so, maybe they were heavy because I looked at the ring.
Pretty good.
Oh, my hand. Oh, my
ring.
God.
Yeah. Where did she live? What town?
She lives in Westwood.
Oh, that explains
the
ring.
Her husband, Peter. And so she got up, and then when she realized what happened, they were miles away, and they returned like 3 hours later. Ring's gone, obviously. I mean, so she was super upset, put like a bunch of things up on Facebook, called the police, thought the ring was completely gone. Well, a Connecticut state trooper, when he wasn't giving tickets to Massachusetts people.
That's right. And citing them for having a radar detector.
Rob Derry, he decided he was going to look further. This was nice because, you know, I mean, they're busy.
Yep.
So
yep.
He looked at the closed caption TV at the rest stop and he saw the person who picked them up. And luckily, and I love how police talk. We were able to ascertain a license plate, and I found a telephone number, and he went to the person's house and was like, yeah, we need those back. Which is super awkward.
Yeah, he didn't happen to find a couple. No, didn't find any rings. Well, we just happened to have it on video.
Oh, these rings.
Well, you know what?
Rings, I thought you said.
Yeah. The people who took the rings didn't take the rings, but
found the rings
and took them home.
Didn't say anything.
They weren't charged or anything. But the question is that if you found, and I want to say that this ring is at least 2 carats.
Yeah,
and
it's a J-Lo ring.
Yeah, no, but it's
a pretty good Westwood
that you would
ring.
Be like, wow, that's a nice ring.
Yeah.
You'd find it, but you wouldn't find it and then hold it up and be like, anybody lose a 2-carat diamond ring?
No, you'd take it to the cops.
No, not necessarily, because then you're like, okay, well, what would you do?
You wouldn't go and give it to the guy working at the Circle K.
Exactly. So would you say I found a jewelry outside? This is, I think, how we kind of do it.
Well, maybe
in the
would you go on? Would you go on social network with it? Because
no.
I know how are you going to prove that you can't
no,
prove.
I would
you
say
know, everybody's going to come out of the network and say, "Yeah, it's my ring."
No,
it's my
what
ring.
You do is when you find something expensive, like I have any, like I've done this often, but
well, you've
you
never
find,
lost anything. That expensive.
No, I don't have anything that expensive. So what you do is that you go inside the Circle K or the
wherever.
McDonald's or whatever, and you say to the manager, "I found some jewelry outside. Here is my phone number. Here is my email. If somebody comes back looking for it, have them call me. I'll describe the ring, and then we can give it back." That's how you do it.
Right.
But you don't go home and not do anything. That's mean.
See, and in Connecticut, if you do that, you have 48 hours to report it to the police and turn it over to the police, or you could be charged.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's
pretty obvious. The people who found it were planning on keeping it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they would have done something.
Well, who's going to Google that? I mean, you could be like, play Mickey the Dunce and be like, what kind of rule is that, Connecticut?
The 48-hour finder-keeper rule?
The lady
is that what that is? Yes.
Ma'am, you have been charged with finder's keepers. There's no finder's keepers in Connecticut. We have a 48-hour rule on
well,
that.
If you have it and the police come and find you, you might. Well,
yeah,
they did, but they didn't
but
charge,
they didn't charge
her,
him.
So. No, I guess they don't really take that law very seriously.
No. But anyway, it's a happy story because the Kimberly, the new bride, got a ring back. And now this is the key, Kimberly. You don't take your rings off unless you're super mad at your husband.
Okay. Throw them at him.
Yep. Thank you very much. Yeah.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Well, this is really getting interesting now. This college entrance scandal is starting to grow teeth and hair now because,
wow,
it's just getting more and more interesting. As a matter of fact, there's actually a theme song
is
going
there?
For you. Oh, yeah. You got to hear the theme song for it. Here we go.
Whatever happened to academic honesty? The parents, the students, the SATs. Everyone's a crook, everyone's a part, a part of a big conspiracy. Everyone's a crook, everyone. There's a face, you're photoshopped onto. When you bribe the coach, the FBI's at your home. Can you believe your cover's been blown? Everyone's a crook.
Everyone's a crook.
Oh, my God, that's amazing.
Right. Everyone's a crook.
Coming to Netflix soon.
I know.
Okay, so Lori Loughlin, Laughlin, she comes back
or
from
Laughlin.
Canada.
I don't know what's
Laughlin.
Going on with her.
I know. So she comes back from Canada yesterday. She's working on a project in Canada, and they pull her off and
they arrest her. She's charged
$1 million bond.
Yes, but this is the funny thing about Lori Loughlin is she, when you're famous and you say things, now they come back to haunt you. And Lori Loughlin was talking about raising her kids and academics, and this is what she had to say.
You know what I don't ever do? I never push my kids to. I always say, do the best you can.
Yeah.
Never, I was never that kid. They're fought my husband too. Their dad never. We were never like at school. You got to get straight A's. We were never those parents. Yeah. We were always like, you know what?
Really?
Give it your all. Do the best you can. Because in life, if you give it your all and you do the best you can, that's it. That's all you can do, and that's enough, in my opinion.
Yeah. If you give it your all and do the best you can, there's going to be a parent who's going to steal that opportunity away from you by giving somebody $500,000.
Sure. Yeah, straight A's are for kids who have to work hard to get into college.
Straight A's
are
for suckers.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And just an update, too, on the daughter, Olivia Jade, who everybody follows on Instagram.
This was really uncomfortable.
She's on spring break in the Bahamas. Of course she is. But you know where she was? She was staying on a billionaire developer, Rick Caruso's luxury yacht. He actually is on the USC's Board of Trustees. This is all getting very awkward, but I can't stand that girl now. Oh,
wow.
Anyway, yeah, it's bad.
Just thought we'd let you know the latest on that. But didn't you think $1 million bond was pretty,
No, because she could leave. She obviously was in Vancouver. They had to get her back in the country. And then her husband.
But they didn't revoke her her passport because she is working on a project. She's going to be able to go and, come and go.
Well, for somebody like her, that $1 million bond only cost her $100,000.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Yeah,
that's
okay, just
throwing
the cash.
Yeah.
Okay,
totally
chump
rich.
Change, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and bring everybody up to speed on what's going on. Hank, what's the latest in world of sports this morning?
Fifth place Celtics return to the parquet tonight against Sacramento, coming off a 3-1 West Coast road trip. Pre-game at 7 right here on 105.7 WROR. Bruins have lost two straight. They're in Winnipeg tonight. Red Sox, they're terrible in spring training. They lost seven straight. They fell to the Twins 9-5. Patriots have re-signed safety Jason McCourty. And running back special teamer Brandon Bolden returning to the Pats after a year in Miami. And Rob Gronkowski's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, says Gronk still has not decided if he'll retire or return to the Patriots next year. Yes, he said that yesterday.
Wow.
Sports is brought to you by SBLI.
And don't forget, Bob Ryan will be joining us at 7:25 this morning right here.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Excuse me, is it spring break time?
Spring break! Woo! I'm an animal!
Yeah, you are.
So, you're wondering what your kids are doing on spring break?
I don't think you should wonder. I think you should, like, whenever that thought comes in your head, just block it out. Like, do that. Don't think about it.
My 21-year-old's on a flight back from spring break today.
Right now. Okay, yeah, see, the problem
is... She went on a nice, normal... Because she's a nice, normal girl, and she went to Beverly Hills.
They're probably doing exactly what you did when you were on spring break.
At least the pictures she sent were nice.
Okay, because you don't want to see these in the Daily Mail. All right. There's a new place where everyone's going on spring break, and I'm going to tell you all about it. It's called South Padre Island, and it's in Texas. It's a little sleepy little island town of about 5,000 people until this week when 100,000 college kids descend on it for a nonstop party. Apparently.
Wow, really? 100,000?
100,000.
Holy.
The town likes it, but doesn't like it. It likes it because they spend $3.1 million in alcohol alone last year. And South Padre had an overall windfall of $33.9 million. But the problem is the local police department has to bring in officers from all the other towns, including Border Patrol. It's our officers are all hands on deck. We have to have state, local, and federal officers do things. Now, what are they doing to have police presence like this? Do you want to know what happens?
First of all, there's
a twerking contest, which seems like innocuous, but it's not. It's not. I've seen the pictures. It's not. You would be... I feel like whenever I do anything, even as an adult, I always think, would my grandmother be proud of this? And no grandmother is proud of this at all.
I feel like this is really taken, like, spring break. It used to be, debauchery and...
Yeah,
you know,
a little bit.
And then, like, it started, they started showing it on MTV.
Yeah. So and then you had to up your
that
game.
That upped it. And now, like, with social media, like, it's completely out of control.
Now this, by the way, this is just right off the coast of Brownsville, Texas. It's just, you could row a boat to Mexico.
Okay, so
except
also
the border
some
patrols there.
Yeah,
that's right.
Want to know what's happening is that much like Mardi Gras, the boys give out beads so that they can get flashed and touch and Instagram, take pictures of naked breasts. Just so you know. Also, there's a new thing called, and I'm going to use the word buttocks luging, where you pour a beer down the back into the butt of a girl and then chug the beer.
That's weird.
Ooh.
In a bathing suit. It's not naked, but it's close.
It's like, just a body shot in a regular old belly button wasn't enough anymore.
It's not enough.
In my day, we used to drink our beer from a belly button.
Back in my day.
All right, you guys, last year's spring break, which is March 1st, April 30th, cops were called to a total of 1,154 incidents and made 738 arrests. And Texas Week also seems the arrival of a 33-bed mobile hospital, which is set up at the local convention center, and means so the casualties and whatever they don't have to make a 30-mile trip to the nearest medical center Brownsville.
This sounds like
I'm going to go entrepreneurial next year. I'm going to go down on the beach. I'm going to sell shots of penicillin right on.
That's
the beach.
That's a great idea.
That's a brilliant idea.
Cardi B performed last night. We'll post the article at WROR.com, but the pictures alone are enough to make you stay up at night. And it reminds me of my brother, who I think was taking a spring break in the continental United States.
Yeah.
But knowing my brother, my mother made him watch Midnight Express.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Really?
Lauren and Wally
it's
Show.
It's a cautionary tale, people, if you don't know what it is.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, it's the first day of Lem's new job as a salesman at the Bangor Walmart when his new boss comes by to check and see just how he's doing.
So, how many sales did you make today?
Just one, sir.
One? Why, our salespeople usually make 20 or 30 sales. How much was the sale for?
It was for $101,237.65.
What? Why, what in God's name did you sell?
Well, first I sold him some small fish hooks. Then I sold him a new fishing rod. Then I asked him where he's going fishing. He said down the coast, so I told him he was going to need a new boat. So we went down the boat department, and I sold him a twin-engine boat, real fine one. Then he said he didn't think his Honda Civic would pull it, so I took him down to the automotive department and sold him that 4x4 Expedition.
You mean a guy came in here to buy a fish hook, and you sold him a truck and a boat?
Well, not exactly. The guy came in here to buy tampons for his wife, and I said, well, your weekend's shot, you might as well go fishing.
Oh, my God.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Man.
Hey, relax.
Right here on the Lauren White Morning Show.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
All right.
For 80s.
It's on.
All day. All night. 80s and more. 1057 WROR.
Is everybody ready? Oh, we've been waiting for this. Our weekly visit with Mr. Everything, the Sultan of Scribe himself, Bob Ryan, is on the air. A man who supposedly got into BC on his own. What kind of a scholarship did he have there? I think it was a woman's water polo scholarship. Is that correct?
Completely legitimate.
Yeah, something like that. And the Bob Ryan Report's brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
No, it was a Frisbee scholarship.
Ah, well, you were ahead of your time, Bob.
Way ahead of your time. Okay, so, hey, listen, let's start. Could we start with the Patriots? Because a lot has happened in football this week.
A lot of money being thrown around. But none of it, very little of it, in Foxborough, Massachusetts.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. And surprise.
We were just talking, like, this is like everybody's surprised every year. We come off a Super Bowl win, and we don't pay anybody, and everybody's surprised, but somehow Bill Belichick makes it work.
He does. We, In Bill We Trust has been our motto here for going on 20 years, and once again, we're going to have to rely on that. We're watching people go away. Last year, they lost three guys, including Nate Solder, who became the highest-paid offensive lineman in the league. This year, Trey Flowers was the best available pass rusher, and he got, I think most people in the business feel, vastly overpaid to go to Detroit. And on and on. The Patriots do not operate that way. So that's that. Now, yeah, you're right. People should not be surprised.
Yeah.
But 2 years in a row, the blindside protector for Tom Brady, gone.
Right. Well, now the next year it's going to be a rookie that didn't play a second last year. That's supposedly the plan. I don't know what the plan is for Flowers, but, we'll see. But, and then meanwhile, they need a receiver. I think we can definitely very easily say that. I would love to get Golden Tate. That would be the one I would, I'm reading in the Globe this morning, one of the apparent stumbling blocks to getting a receiver is the refusal to pay anybody more than Edelman. That it was somehow he would be offended or something. I can't quite buy that. I think he's a little more highly of him than that.
Hey, Bob, what did you think of Gronk's agent, Drew Rosenhaus, yesterday saying that Gronk still hasn't made up his mind about retiring?
Well, it's evident that Gronk, who is obviously has to think about it, his leverage is retirement. His only leverage with the Patriots is the threat of retirement.
Yeah.
They're going to try to stick him with and from their point of view, this one I understand. He does need incentives. I mean, he's so fragile right now, and the body is so beaten up. So from their point of view, it would have to be an incentive-laden contract. Naturally, he wants to get as much guaranteed as possible. That's going to be a very interesting one to watch. But I think what you're going to I will be surprised, as will many, if they do not draft a tight end in the draft.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, can we talk Celtics real quick, Bob?
Yeah.
If you told me last week that they're going to go 3-1 on that West Coast swing, I thought you'd be crazy.
Really. Would have been great, and it is very good, but the disturbing nature of the loss with giving up 140 points, the most that Brad Stevens has given up team, was a little disturbing. But maybe we'll give them a mulligan, a one bad night. They need to tighten up the defense. But there were a lot of good things that came out of that trip. They're banged up a little bit for this game tonight. A couple people may not play. Smart may not play. Tice may not play. Tatum had to miss out the last game. That's where we are at this point in the season. These things happen. But basically, I feel better about them than I did a week ago, yes.
Yeah. Okay, right. Okay. And we'll worry about, Hank is really worried about the Red Sox.
Well, I mean, they've lost seven in a row. And the thing is, last year that Alex Cora hung his hat on what a great spring training they had. And remember, we got off to a 17-2 start. And it is spring training. It doesn't count, but I'd like to see them win a game sooner rather than later. I think that would be nice just for the feeling.
Yeah.
It's not crucial,
just
but
so you know what it's
seven
like,
in a row is a bit excessive. No, let's win a game.
Okay. Anything else we should cover? I think we've covered
it. I think we're in pretty good shape. The Bruins had that wonderful run, and then a little reality set in. They've given up 11 goals the last two games. I know that's not going to last. It was inevitable that they would come back down to earth a little bit, but still it's been a wonderful season for them. Now Krug's hurt. That's not good at all. He's really important, but I still feel good about them. We don't want them to be forgotten.
Gotcha. How about a little Shane?
Okay, we've got the Sports Reporters podcast with Mike Loop Against Mitch album. It'll be out later this afternoon, this very day. I'll be on the Sports Reporters. I'll be on Around the Horn next Tuesday. So you circle your calendar now. Don't make any plans for 5 o'clock next Tuesday.
Right. I'm not writing all over my phone,
that's
Bob.
Right, got
and
it.
a shout out to Gino and Wally at the Snug in Hingham.
Oh, nice.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. Have yourself a great day. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week. In the meantime, everybody.
That's where Wally is. Great St. Patrick's Day, Bob.
we got a dirty laundry coming up.
Okay.
Next.
This actor in his entire life has never, ever dated anybody over the age of 25. Any guesses?
Amazing.
Clint Eastwood.
I got a few
good
for
guess.
You.
Okay.
But- and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, everybody, it's time for your dirty laundry update. I'm dying to hear. Who is it? Come on. Who is it?
Okay, so this actor has never dated a woman over 25. And dirty
how old is the actor?
Wait a minute. This is brought to you by SBLI. Okay. The actor is not Jack Nicholson.
Okay.
Surprising. The actor is 44 years old. And thanks to some people who are out of work and went on Reddit, there's a chart that shows that Leonardo DiCaprio has never dated a woman over 25.
Wow.
And you know what? It's the limited shelf life of these girlfriends. He's never been attached to a woman over 25, and there's a graph on Reddit to prove it. In 1999, when Leo was 24, he hooked up with 18-year-old Gisele Bündchen. They broke up 5 years later when he was 29 and she was 23. Moving on to Bar Raffelli. Is that right?
Yep. Raffelli, yeah.
Good. He was 30 and she was 20. That lasted until 5 years when he was 35 and she reached the limit of 25. Bye.
Oh,
then he dated Blake Lively, who was 23 to his 36. The following year, he hooked up with Aaron Heatherton, who was 22. From 2013 to 2014, he dated Tony Garn. By the time they broke up, she was 21 to his 39. In 2015, he fooled around with this Kelly Rohrbach, who was 25, but he never had to buy her a 26th birthday present.
Really?
That's
it's
so
like they all
up.
Come with an expiration date.
And in 2016, he hooked up with Nina Agdal, and then he got rid of her when she turned 25 the following year. And now he's with Camilla Marone, and she is 21. He is 44. Wow, Leo.
God, he just doesn't like people who can rent a car.
I know.
Probably
is.
That's probably it. Yep. That's
yeah,
my guess.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, but Robert Kraft has a whole new field
brilliant.
To pick from.
Oh. All right, moving on to who's I'm a little slow on the uptake today. Who's inducting who at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Okay, this is happening March 29th in Cleveland. Harry Styles will induct Stevie Nicks. David Byrne from the Talking Heads will induct Radiohead. Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails will induct The Cure. Brian May from Queen will induct Def Leppard. Janelle Monáe will induct Janet Jackson. Susanna Hoffs from the Bangles We'll induct the Zombies and Simon Le Bon and John Taylor from Duran Duran. God, I loved those guys in middle school. We'll induct Roxy Music. And a little bit more fallout from that scandal. Lori Loughlin, I just want to give you an update, was arrested. She's out on $1 million bond. She gets to keep her passport because she's working in probably a Hallmark movie in Canada.
Yeah.
And then while she was getting arrested, her daughter
was on spring break,
and she was on the one of the board of directors of the USC's yacht in the Bahamas, because I don't even know what is right and wrong in the world.
His daughter, the board of directors, his daughter knows her.
Yeah, they're BFFs something. And finally, I just want to say, everyone in the greater Boston area, 128 Belt, what are you doing tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night, and Sunday? I don't know what I'm doing.
Yep.
I'm going to see the Canton High School production of Les Miserables, and it's going to be awesome. And tickets are $15 online, and you get to pick your seats, and it's $18 at the door. It's so much better to pick seats now. It's so much easier.
Are you doing a spot for your daughter's play right now?
Is your daughter going to be in this play?
Oh, did I mention that? Yes, my daughter's going to be in
this play. This is kind of like a nepotism thing going on.
This is kind of like the people who bring in Girl Scout cookies for, you know, selling them at work.
This is a lot like the people who bribe their kids' way into college.
So how much are tickets?
$15.
Go in through the side door.
Yeah, okay.
No side door access to Les Mis. Okay. But it's going to be a great production, and Canton High School puts on really amazing plays. It's like Broadway quality. I'm going to be there every single night.
Will you buy them a drink at the bar afterwards?
There's no bar at Canton High School, in the high school, but there's a bar on the campus.
Thank you very much.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
There's no better place to celebrate St. Patrick's Day than Boston. But if you're anything like me, you've grown tired of drinking that watered-down fizzy beer with the artificial green dye in it. You know, the kind that stains your lips and stools for weeks. I'm Seamus Cook, founder of Seamus Adams Brewery, and I'm here to tell you about our famous Shamrock Ale. Our beer is all organic and specially infused with genuine Irish peat moss scraped off the Blarney Stone. Gives it a rich, authentic green hue and earthy texture. The locals just love it. And at Seamus Adams, we keep our brewing process domestic, using water dredged from Boston Harbor and aged in 19th century bootlegging barrels. And it's bottled right in Dorchester, under the expressway. Our Shamrock Ale is refreshing, has zero calories, and helps wash down a hearty meal of corned beef and cabbage. And remember, Seamus Adams beer goes down as easily as it comes up. Cheers.
Oh,
and happy St. Patrick's Day from Seamus Adams.
Thank you.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
This is where the excitement begins. Just win a grand in 60 seconds on the air right here, WROR. Let's get right down to business this morning. Our player this morning is a stay-at-home dad from Stoneham, Massachusetts, named Eddie Brophy. So first things first, Eddie, how you doing today?
The kids have gotten him.
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, there he is.
Yeah. All right.
You okay, Eddie?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Eddie, you're on a speakerphone?
I'm not currently on it. No, I'm on my cell phone.
Okay. This is a bit of a delay.
Make sure you're not, no delay.
Okay.
Time is of the essence.
Yes, it's very important because, by the way, you're a stay-at-home dad. I understand you got one at home and one on the way, right?
That's correct.
Standing by the door every day waiting for Amazon to show up.
Boy, the second one will change everything, Eddie.
It will, Eddie. So, look.
It's all good.
Here's what's going to happen. Yeah, LBF is going to, don't let her lie to you, Eddie. LBF is going to give you 10 questions. You'll have 60 seconds to answer all of those correctly. You can pass at any time, but don't waste a lot of time. Come back. You got time is, as LBF said, is of the essence. So are you ready to play?
Yes, concentrate. Lock that kid in the closet.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, God. Okay. Only for 60 seconds.
Yeah,
it'll be fine. Okay, so here we go.
Mom did it with Carrie all the
Ladies
time.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Win a Grand in 60 seconds.
What's 7 plus 7?
14.
What 3D puzzle became a fad during the 1980s?
Repeat.
What 3D puzzle became a fad during the 1980s?
Rubik's Cube.
What movie coined the phrase, you can't handle the truth?
A Few Good Men.
In which city is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located?
Cincinnati, Ohio.
Robert Plant is the lead singer of what band?
Led Zeppelin.
Whose fans are known as Beliebers?
Justin Bieber.
What was the most watched finale in TV history?
I'm going to go with MASH.
Lori Loughlin played Aunt Becky on this show.
Full House.
Who played the princess in The Breakfast Club?
Molly Ringwald.
What is an ice hockey puck made of?
Rubber.
You have completed all
of
the...
Oh, my God,
you
completed it.
Unfortunately,
but
I...
But you know what?
You
I can't
one
believe
incorrect.
It. I'm
one
so upset
incorrect.
For you because oh the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is located in Cleveland, not
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Oh, my God, you were so
what a way.
Close.
You were so good.
Yeah, there is
so
no
confident.
Reason to go to Cincinnati.
That's right. Well... You did. Oh, I mean, really, God. You were fantastic, man. We have
I'm
a
heartbroken. We have all right, you can let your kid out of the closet now.
Okay. Oh yeah, go get the kid out of the closet. Okay.
Oh my God, that's a bummer.
Consolation prize.
Yes,
for
we
you.
Have a consolation
Mary
prize.
Poppins Returns prize pack. You get the fantastical film instantly on digital 4K Ultra HD and movies anywhere. They're playing right now and on 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray and DVD March 19th with a sing-along version and never-before-seen bonus features as well. So enjoy that. Thank you so very
You're
much.
Super smart, though. Super smart.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Should we send him some Bengals tickets just to be nice?
Yeah, maybe really. Some diapers for the new baby.
Let's Okay. Have a great day.
You too.
Good job, Eddie.
Everybody
Thanks,
else.
Eddie.
Next chance to play is coming up tomorrow morning. Are you registered to win this game? Well, you can't play if you don't register. You can't win if you don't play. $1,000 waiting for you at Century Bank. Log on to WRR.com. Okay, if you do a flashback and you go back to the day, there was this show on TV called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And
that's just like Bravo now.
Exactly, because things have really, really changed. And Lifestyle of Rich and Famous is on TV all the time. Reality shows and all this kind of stuff. But you're not going to believe some
people
of this
People have
stuff.
So much money. Like, the people who don't, but the gap in between is becoming... incredible. And it shows itself when you pick up time and you see planning a vacation can be stressful. With limited vacation time and infinite destination options, many prospective travelers bear the burden of making the right choices. Now they don't have to because the new trend in travel,
yes,
fire and ice trips. This is when you are indecisive and you're like, do I want to go to a sunny place or do I want to go skiing? And then,
wow.
And then you're like, well, honey, we can do both. And,
that's not the way they say it.
I am filled
you're
with so much hate.
You're doing voices now. This is amazing.
Okay.
It's my angry side. Oh, I'm so angry. So they decide to book trips where they can do it all. And where do they go? Well... first, and probably the best place, is New Zealand's South Island because it has both climates right there. You've got beaches, and then you can go up to the mountains.
You can go skiing, and you can go swimming in the same place.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. That's neat. The northern and southern tips of Japan is a very exciting destination because, and it looks beautiful, I guess, but Okinawa, very beautiful and sunny, and then, you know,
really?
Star Castle.
Seriously.
And
I was way ahead of my time.
Hokkaido, Japan, is very snowy. I can't even imagine the flight cost. But Hawaii Island, I guess this, I didn't know this. I'm like, that's always sunny, guys. On the Big Island, you can go swimming in the ocean, obviously, but then you can
ski there.
You can book a sunrise or sunset trip to the summit of Mauna Kea, the island's 14,000 foot peak that's winter most months. So that's kind
of. Only problem is you can't breathe when you get up there.
It's all right. Who cares?
There's no oxygen.
Actually.
Breathing's overrated.
Yeah, that's
all the rich
true,
people should go there.
They bring their own oxygen.
That's true. Oh, yeah, we ship in special oxygen for you.
That's tough. And then there's Chile. I like to call it Chile because I'm normal.
Yeah.
But it's Chile.
It's one of my favorite bands, the Red Hot Chile Peppers.
Chile. That's so annoying.
Good band.
Chile, like Capri and Barcelona. If anybody says Barcelona to me,
Barcelona.
I'm going to punch him in the clavicle. Anyway, so those are the lovely vacations.
Go have a nice vacation.
I'm really upset about rich people in college, so I'm upset about everything now.
You're
Barcelona.
Betting today, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those people would say Barcelona.
Barcelona. They say Barcelona and Chile.
Maybe your daughter wants to go to school in Barcelona. We'll get her in the side door.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
So today is National Pi Day 3.14. And their Pi deals... every place. Have you seen some of the pie deals?
I have. I have a couple of things over here.
What do you got there?
I've got Bertucci's. Did you get this one?
Okay.
This is pizza, obviously.
Okay, pizza.
Yeah. Buy any large pizza, get a large cheese or Bertucci's pizza for $3.14 when you use the promo code PIEDAY. And then Stop and Shop regular pies.
Yep.
Get an 8-inch pumpkin apple or Dutch apple pie for $3.14. That's pretty good.
Whoa, you get three for $10 then.
Whole Foods get $3.14 off a large bakery pie while supplies last. Whole Foods, you get up your game.
Yep.
And Uber Eats, you get $3.14 off pizza deliveries through the app. You use Pi Day 19.
Going for Market Basket here, too.
Oh, good. Let's see.
Free rotisserie chicken pot pie.
Well, I like
when you
what
buy,
they did
buy one,
there.
Get one free.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
A little creative.
California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, that
okay, they got
great.
A pie. They got, but it's not a pizza pie. It's a key lime pie.
Well, that's fine.
Oh, and yeah, it's only one slice.
I feel like a pie. Only one slice?
Yeah, one slice.
California Pizza Kitchen. Come on. You can do
game.
Better.
Come on. Come on.
A little disappointing. Well, I am very hungry now.
Well, what's your favorite pie?
Banana cream.
Okay. No, I'm not a big fan.
What's the fabulous pie that Dave bought that time? What was the name of that pie?
Oh, my God. From
what's the name of the bakery?
T-A-T-E. It's French for, oh, my God, I can't believe this pie is $40.
But it was a $40 pie,
right? It was a $40 pie, but it was a good pie.
Best pie you ever ate?
Probably, but I felt the worst about it. So, $40 for a pie?
Excessive. Thank you.
$3 off today.
Morning. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s. More. 105.7 WROR.
Okay, some things perhaps you didn't know, because the college entrance scandal is, you know, everybody's talking about it. It's in the news now. As a matter of fact, it's getting so big, it has its own theme song now.
Oh, it does?
Have you heard it?
Wow. No.
Oh, let's share.
Whatever happened to academic honesty? Parents, the students, the SATs. Everyone's a crook, everyone's a liar, part of a big conspiracy. Everyone's a crook, everyone's
a face.
You're photoshopped onto. When you bribe the coach, the FBI's at your home. Can you believe your cover's been blown? Everyone's a crook.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Okay, Hank, what's going on?
Packed in Expressway northbound. Braintree split to Columbia Row with a breakdown before the Ponset Circle. Trouble spot traffic is brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. They cleared the crash 95 north by 1A in Attleboro. Still heavy in the Pike eastbound. Route 9 to Route 30 and 128 to the Star Market. Now westbound, it's very heavy. Cambridge Street out to Route 16, but the accident at 128 is gone. It is heavy Route 1 South, Main Street to 99, then Revere Beach Parkway all the way to the Tobin Bridge. Trouble spot traffic is brought to you by the Mass State Lottery.
And just a couple more quick things about Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein once borrowed
Albert Einstein.
He borrowed Bernie Sanders' comb, and he lost it. And that's why they both look that way. And then the other thing is,
he's just jealous because he has hair. Yeah,
oh boy. Einstein, this is true. He was once asked by reporters, what is the most difficult thing in the world to understand? And Einstein response was,
don't say it.
What did he say?
I know what he said. I bet you I know what he said. What did
he say?
Did he say women?
No.
Oh.
No. No, because he thought he understood certain women.
Oh.
He was wrong, but he said the hardest thing in the world to understand is the income tax.
Oh.
So, and I think he may have been right about that.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.